You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as the newsmaker of the day in the KVML studio this morning, Terry Northcutt. He's going to talk about the world-class Twain Hart Outhouse races that is going to take place this Saturday, June 7th. First off, good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Mark.
Yes. You helped originally organize this. How long ago?
We did. The outhouse races first started back in 2014, right after the Rim Fire.
And it's created a whole new reputation for Twain Hart.
It has. It has definitely been a movement that has carried on for a number of years.
Love it. Okay, so this Saturday, when do events begin?
This Saturday, our weigh-in and the actual sign-up for our contestants starts at 8 o'clock. That'll be followed with our parade, which will be coming on at 9, led by the Boy Scouts of America, who will be presenting the colors. And we'll be following that with a Vietnam veteran, Sergeant George Hunter, who's going to be doing the reading of I Am the Flag. You know, showing some true patriotism here. And then we have a real treat. Mr. Jim McDonald of Hired Gun will be leading everyone in the national anthem. It's all in the area we call Flushing Downs, which is over by the ball field and the Rotary Park.
During other weekends, that's also known as Epperson Park.
Correct. Okay. Otherwise known as Epperson Park. Sure. Yes, okay. That's it.
Okay, so after the parade and all of these events, when do the actual outhouse races begin?
After we have our, what we call the parade of pots, where they will all parade in front of all the spectators. We have, again, covered areas for the spectators once again. And Black Oak Casino, who has been there for us since the beginning, will be providing the shuttle service from the commercial center over at the grocery store. They will actually be shuttling people right to the event site. So you don't have to worry about fighting with parking and all this. You're all set. And thank you again for Black Oak. And they're also competing again this year.
Who is putting this on, Terry?
This being put on by the Twain Hart Area CERT, and it's a 501 nonprofit. They are gathering money to help with emergency medical needs for our emergency responders. And last year, we actually raised funds for those little AED units. For those of you not familiar, AED is that little unit you'd have when you're having a heart attack and it comes up, just zaps a snot out of you. Kind of like when you see your prices at the grocery store or the gas pump. But that's what we purchased last year, and this year we have other responder needs that will be coming on. So,
and the Twain Hart Volunteer Fire Department is also taking part in this.
Oh, that's the best part of it this year. This year, for the first time, we are going to have a head-to-head competition between Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department and leading that charge to try to see who is the best emergency responders. They will be going head-to-head against the Twain Hart firefighters, and sitting on top of the throne will be our own Sheriff David Vasquez, and he will be driving the arrest room.
Now, for those who have never attended this, it is more than just outhouse races. There's plenty of vendors as well.
We have vendors. We have artisans. We have food of all kinds. And don't forget our world-class margaritas that we have as well.
Places to sit down to watch the races?
We have seats out there that are set up. We also have some covered seating along the track. Lots of things to do. We have the sheriff's canines that will be there. They will actually do a demonstration for us. So don't forget, though, don't forget about the tot pots. You know, we're the only ones that actually have tot pots. So that will be a lot of fun. Again, it always is. And then something else we have this year, which is really interesting. I don't know if you remember Mark or not, but you remember Alice in Wonderland. Well, she found her way out of the rabbit hole, and she'll be competing in one of the most beautiful outhouses you've ever seen. Okay. And they're in full wardrobe.
All right. What happens when you have a crowned champion from the Twain Hart Outhouse races this Saturday?
This year, they will be presented with a certificate from the World Finals in Virginia City. Virginia City is actually paying for the entry for our first place finisher in this year's event here in little old Twain Hart. So they will actually be able to go to the World Championships in Virginia City in October.
Are you still looking for entries, or can a person just register the morning of?
We're always looking for entries, and yes, they can register the morning of. Call Ms. Carol Hallett at 408-858-7961, or myself at 209-481-5790.
Your telephone number one more time.
209-481-5790.
You have calmed down on the pun significantly over the years, and it is greatly appreciated for arable material. Terry Northcutt with the world-class Twain Hart Outhouse races taking place at Flushing Downs, also known as Epperson Park, in Twain Hart this Saturday. The parade begins at 9 o'clock in the morning. The races and the events will continue through about maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon or so. It's an all-day event in beautiful downtown Twain Hart. Before we wrap up, anything else?
As a matter of fact, there is. This year we will also have the famous Harold T. Bucksnort with his trusty shotgun, Old Bess, as our starter. This is the gentleman that was there last year and starts the world final races every year in Virginia City, and he's bringing his wife to help with the Tot Pot race. Viola Snozquat will be helping with the Tot Pot races this year. So lots of fun, lots of family fun. Come on down. Love to see you.
Should be beautiful weather as well.
Outstanding.
I'll see you up there, Terry.
Thank you very much.